As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these things I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mother and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In third grade, for Lent, I gave up only one thing: marshmallows. The thing is, I didn't make it. It's sad, it is, but this is not a homily preaching on the evils of marshmallows, the reject, jet puff, be done with it. No, it's, I was weak, but marshmallows aren't evil. We're all aware of some sins that are very clear, like, that's evil, that's just wrong. But there are many things in our life that aren't evil, but our relationship to them is. My relationship to marshmallows was messed up, as ridiculous and kind of funny as it sounds. We have many things in our life that aren't evil, but we become attached to. There are little things in life that aren't bad. We come to love them to such a disordered degree that we hold on to them so tightly that they actually hold on to us back. These little things, they can be little pleasures like marshmallows, little sweets, little just screen time even, just like become so addicted to those little things that they actually become addicted to us and hold on to our hearts and we can't let go of them. These little marshmallows in our life, these attachments we have, not only pleasures, they can be our pride. Having a good reputation is not evil. That's a good thing. We should expect to not be seen as a criminal when we go to the store. That's fine, understandable. But if we walk through life just hoping people look at us in a certain way, hoping that people see how amazing we are, then our pride can come attached to our hearts. Pleasures, pride, also our possessions. In our gospel today, Jesus sees the rich man, and he's doing great. His whole life, he's been following commandments, he's been following the Lord, but he notices in his heart, there's something missing. And after talking with the Lord for a little bit, Jesus looks at him with love and tells him, you are lacking in one thing. Go and sell what you have to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. The problem isn't exactly the riches in itself. It's because his riches have become a marshmallow to him. His riches have become an attachment that he's so attached to it, grasping it so tightly, that his riches are actually grasping his heart, and he can't let go of it. Our Lord isn't shaming this young man. He's loving him and inviting him to more, but this rich man can't receive the more. Our Lord wants to give him this treasure in heaven, which is so much better than what he has, but he can't let go. He can't open his hands. He's grasping too tightly. And the little thing in his life was enough that he walked away from our Lord. Whether it's pleasures, pride, possessions, whatever little thing in our life that isn't necessarily bad, any little attachment can keep us from loving the Lord, can keep us from following him. And it can be something grand, our major possessions in life. It could be something that's these dark, dark sins. Or it can be something small, marshmallows. Either way, it can keep us from the Lord. We can't afford to have little attachments in our life. St. John of the Cross says, if there's a bird attached to the ground by chains, or a bird attached to the ground by a little thread, it's the same thing. Either way, the bird can't fly. It's stuck. If we have deep, dark attachments we seem shackled by, or if we even have these little marshmallows in our lives, yes, some are more serious than others, but either way, we have to be ruthless when we come in contact with them and recognize that right there is what is keeping me from God, and I want to be done from it. So what do we do? What do we do if we notice in our hearts, I have attachments. I have things in my life that I love in a disordered way. Jesus probably isn't calling us to sell everything. There are a few people in life, yeah, the Lord has that particular vocation to. Franciscans, priests, and some have a special vow of poverty. But most of us are not called to sell our belongings. We need a house, we need a job, we need a car to serve our families. That's good, that's fine. What do? When we have these attachments, we kind of need those things to raise our family. To detach ourselves in an ordered manner, we have to go about in a prudent, wise way. When our Lord looks at us, he's not saying, get rid of everything. I think most likely our Lord looks at us with love and invites us to give up one thing in an ordered manner. And what that could look like is not something fancy. It's not something new. It's something the church has said for a long time, and the bishops in the U.S. have said for a long time. Every year we have Lent, and we are good at Lent. I wasn't. But most of us as Catholics, we are really good. That, yeah, okay, 40 days, we're going hard. That's something in my life I need to detach from. And on Fridays, I'm going to give up meat too. We do it pretty well. And then comes Easter season, and we celebrate as we should because our Lord is risen. But the church also gives us every Sunday as another Easter. Like, we should feast, we should celebrate, we should rest, because our Lord is risen, and that is worth celebrating. But in her wisdom, the church also gives us every Friday as another mini Lent, another mini Good Friday, to remember our Lord's sacrifice for us, that he died for us on the cross, and also to have every Friday as a day of, okay, this is a mini Lent. I'm going to deny myself in a small way to get rid of those attachments and to follow after the Lord. The way we work, I don't have a clue what's happening 2 Mondays from now, but I know what this next week is. The Lent is good, but I also need something in my life, just have a regular, like, okay, I have that thing I'm attached to. I need a small way to know I am detaching from this and following the Lord. So the spiritual exercise, take some time to prayer to let the Lord look at you with love and invite you to have an act of self-denial every Friday. The bishops encourage us, if you can't think of anything, our default should be, okay, no meat on Fridays. But they also say, like, that doesn't have to be it. If there's some other area in your life that we need to detach from, go for it. If I need to detach from screens, I just find myself always going back to it when I shouldn't. Okay, how about on Fridays, no screen time except what's necessary for works or family. If I find myself attached to sweets and I can't say no, all right, that'd be a great thing on Fridays. I'm gonna say no to that because I know I need to follow the Lord. We have some possessions in our life. Maybe Friday could be a day we just take inventory, or it doesn't even have to be possessions, but like, I'm gonna be generous to someone every Friday. The invitation is just to spend time with the Lord, who doesn't shame us in our attachments, but he loves us there, and he wants us to come close to him. And if we have anything, even little things that are keeping us from coming closer to him, he invites us. He looks at us with love and says, give that up. And we can do that by every Friday, having something we can give up for the Lord.